Joining us is Oliver McNulty, the General Manager of Balranald Shire Council. Oliver, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser. Great to talk again.
Now, Oliver, we catch up with you each and every week to find out what is going on in the area. And recently you distributed Council's newsletter and you've got an article about the swimming pool. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the swimming pool, it's a very important service that we provide on behalf of the community here in Balranald. And Council made the decision last year not to charge any fees and to really encourage the community to use the pool. And it has been a very successful season, which will continue on for another 2 or 3 weeks. But one of the challenges Council always have in relation to running the swimming pool is providing lifeguards and ensuring that all our community are safe when they're in the pool. This year we provided, we had 2 full-time lifeguards and a 3rd lifeguard who helped us occasionally. But to run the pool consistently the way we did this year, ideally we need a few more lifeguards, and we're putting a call out to the community. If they are trained lifeguards or would like to be trained to become a lifeguard, if they would like to come forward, and Council will support them, and we would like to try to make sure that we have a few more lifeguards for next season.
Now, speaking of the newsletter, are there any other items on there that you've got some time to chat about?
Yes, thanks, Fraser. Again, in our newsletter, we have our usual articles in relation to update on our infrastructure programme. And again, we have some notes on our Eco Trail project, the Bidgee Haven project, Renham Park, changing rooms, and the Discovery Centre, to name a few. But again, there is some good detail in there. And if the community have any questions in relation to any of these projects, just give us a call or send us a note, and we're happy to answer any questions. There's also a note in there about the Emergency Plus app, which has recently come to our attention. And this is a very important app for the community, and it provides the capacity for all community members to have direct access to emergency services, and we'd encourage all community members to download that app.
And last but not least, Oliver, I mean, there's a bit going on in the region, harvest season going on at the moment, so what should people be looking out for in the area?
Yes, thanks, Fraser. Yeah, there is it is harvest season from now through to April, and again, there would be a lot of heavy machinery and a lot of planting equipment out in the roads. So we're just urging all our community and all residents to take care and be vigilant. And if they see big machinery or equipment on the roads, just to take care and make sure to look after themselves and their families. We'd also just like to note that today, the 10th and the 11th of March, Benigni Lake is closed for essential maintenance work. The local land services are doing some rabbit management works down there, so the rest area is closed.
Fantastic, Oliver. Well, we appreciate your time and we'll speak to you next week.
That's great. Thank you, Fraser.
Oliver McNulty, the General Manager of Balranald Shire Council there.